Welcome to the Queer Way of Life podcast with Bougie.
Hello.
Hello, my darling. I wanted to say something before. Welcome to the Queer Way of Life, and we're still live here at David Mashavela Studios with the baddest team. You know, I'm laughing because I wanted to say, suffer, suffer,
suffer.
Because you don't know when you're approaching the 16th of June. Yeah. The only thing that rings in your mind is Sarafina, like it's always there. So, guys, it's been a cool one. We've had like amazing guests. And today is just the three of us. I think this is what we say. Okay. Sorry, what's your name again?
Yeah. Konje. Konje. What's the role?
So, throughout, obviously, with Durban celebrating. The Durban Gay Pride as well, that will be happening soon. And looking at how far we come as a community, whether should we still celebrate Gay Pride or not, you know, we still have different opinions. One of the biggest things with me right now, it's not even about attending Gay Pride. I've sort of like switched a bit from being at a Gay Pride. I'm not sure if everybody says it's like...
Why?
Sometimes, you know, it's no longer my first time at Gay Pride. It was more of a liberating experience. I am not sure how
to see all the queer community together.
But remember, Joburg Gay Pride dominantly it's the gays, and you know, Uncle, they'll come there and close the streets.
My Lord.
So I'll attend it because I was feeling that you are fighting for a good cause. Or were you participating to celebrate or to fight?
It was a celebration. Now I'm not sure what it is.
I think it's lost its plot. Gay Pride is no, it's a street bash.
I want to see it happening more in other provinces. Like, I am more seeing it getting bigger in the Eastern Cape. It's getting bigger in Mpumalanga. It's getting bigger in the Northern Cape. You know, it's getting bigger in Limpopo. You know, like those provinces whereby they're so rooted in terms of culture to say we're not trying to take away the fact that we are black, Rimapedi, Rimazulu, and to just say, but we just want you guys to understand that we're still human beings at the end of the day, and that's where I am.
I think these kind of things also require money for them to take place in those provinces. And that's why I'll always go back to the conversation of who's dispatching money.
Your name is Bring Back the Money.
Bring Back the Money. I've got a campaign.
Bring back the pink money.
Is it allocated nationally? Is it allocated provincially? Because I do know with my hometown in Bloemfontein, there's an organization there that I feel like is not doing justice, because these prides are a good thing. It's part of our book. It's part of something that we are, because whether you look at it from advocacy or from celebratory angle, it's something that is part of us, and I think we should continue doing more. But when you get an NGO that is going to announce, let's say, a pride date 6 months before people are booking, you know, and then a week before the pride, cancel. Due to unforeseen circumstances, we are going to Ujwang. Buffet Ujwang. Kiki, what year are we on now? And how many years are you guys going to postpone Bloem Pride? I mean, every year. Nah, in Ibile, luckily, you go here, so I don't have to book. But I'm not as excited as I am with things that are happening here. Whereby, in as much as there's capitalism, but capitalism, you have an abansite, they diva in seats. It's not going to get cancer because you are inconveniencing so many people. And you guys think that this pride thing, keep up pride. After pride, mashanga mawiva, afigala.
Seraz, when I seem to know more than I know.
So is this the organizers who are
Listen, I'm not scared to speak. I think I'm at that level whereby I'm like, I'm not going to be censored.
Welcome to the podcast, finally! I'll drink to that.
Mm. Hey, look at these controversial people.
Yeah. you've got a tendency of thinking that we are at the parliament.
I think like this, guys. So, censorship when it comes to being whistleblowers of these things to say, guys, you are delaying us, niyasilibazisa.
Yeah.
Because Eastern Cape is waiting for its funded function, government funded function, and not some classroom here for you guys together.
But one thing that I've always looked forward to when it comes to Pride, that I'll never take away, is seeing all the gay performers. Like all the queer performers, like bomb rap. There is so much talent, guys. There is so much talent. I think sometimes that's why we end up fighting amongst ourselves, because we all feel like we're not seen, like as Bonagali enough. And there is so much talent, like it's insane. I get blown away all the time. When you attend like drag shows, it's just like, is this RuPaul's Drag Race? Like there's so much art into it. And I would love to see that culture happen more. But I feel like, you know, besides the prize, that we are more comfortable being the Popeyes of the parties.
Look, everything is monetary driven. And also being the Popeyes of the parties is because there's a drive behind it. Ki chomi ukukai, a girl will call you or a friend will call you who's straight. Chomi ukukai, haiman kwa boramo. Hwa ukukala kura hauteng. Ika.
Why?
And then you get there and then barakati. Why? So is that why you called me?
Can I say something? I've learned to realize that women can be the most homophobic than men. I'm not sure if you guys have picked that up. I've picked it up so many times, but I would look at a certain friend and be like, because it's like I must be gay at your convenience. And if there's someone, like even if maybe their child is gay, they're so unwelcoming of it. They shut the child down. And then you're just like, but why would you as a woman, I am your friend, you know what I've been through. And I'm calling out women now, heterosexual women, because I've realized that they are extremely homophobic. That's why they enjoy teaching gay guys as handbag gays. Gay akominating. You go on. Leona o gay. Urunya the ice. What's up with the gates of the ice boy? And you just like treat me as a human being, because I've learned to realize that the gay community, we're not really as moneyed as we always wanna pose to be. You know, sometimes we do rely on certain friends, but sometimes you end up being a handbag gay.
And I think also, when it comes to myself as a butch lesbian in South Africa, even with the friendships I've made from high school up until now, most of these guys, they would think that them being with you in or going with you or inviting you to party spaces is you owe them. Ugut baba shelele bakhona abantu abangafuna ukushela. Why should I?
Why should
it happens? But it used to happen. But I never like come very fast.
When I was totally stuck on no,
you know, why was as well? Why Nana Ori Hake Value and girls will relate better to me? Why was I your shell about Port Alwyn?
Oh,
why never tell shell like a lesbian?
I've never heard that. Wow.
No, but it does happen with us as well, Hore, where you get straight guys that will invite you to a party and they say, please bring the girls with.
Mina, I charge.
I mean, serious. Yeah, actually, because you're asking me to pimp you.
I charge. You want me to bring my girls? Okay, so listen, there's a hosting fee. This is the rider.
But what are you bringing them
I don't think I'm bringing them for you to sleep with them.
What are you bringing them for?
I care about the ambience. Guys, it's just men that just want to have that ambience. I want a lot of girls. I will bring the girls. And when we leave, kitsa malibona, bo, bo. yotlhe skat a never o tope next and re tlabe re jela tšhelete ao
re nwele senile
so di etsala ntho tsena and it's good that pela I was not as I said, I was not this butch and this openly bold person and that is comfortable with my sexuality. Some of them bangcine ka para di weave di ing and out tlhakana le nna
no ka para weave
yo a ke Monica weave hey
but so when ka ro ka ro sho yeah no mesh no definitely definitely when ka tsere ke ntse pondo ba tse ke tsi le pondo la Brenda fast
la mi dodo
bona.
So Mutaugcine only that form before I actually aligned to my core identity. And when you coming to me, you are coming to me from an angle of why no solely lesbian. Hello.
Yeah, and they always say hello. That especially hore rehetilwe ke our opposite sex partners in order for us hore rebedi gay or lesbian.
Is it?
Yes, I got that as well. Like, guys. Sweetie, I grew up being gay. Like, I opened Whitney Houston with my mother's remote wearing a dress at the age of 4. What are you talking about?
Ona nare pampa, rapere uniform ya kereko. Ubona ukuthi uyasifosta ukuthi ufane namanye amantombazana, but it's so hard.
How uncomfortable was that, though?
It was very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable because I was into church. I love church so much. And it was something that I was not willing to exchange for anything. So it means that even with my gift of being a speaker, it meant that I cannot disappoint the people that are looking at me. Oh. And young Limaza, the only time.
Yeah, continue. You just hit a nerve.
Yeah. The only time mengizi zoengati okay now I'm fine is when I could finally buy myself impahla ngemaliyami. Yabo, saying set your back, manje. Okay, right now there's no church people. There's no because I used to even preach go assembly ko skolo. That's how much I had the love for gospel and how I wanted to thrive in preaching and spreading the word and you know. And now that kiko chose, I'm like, actually, let me be myself. Kloki tekele buruho ke batlang chino. Okay, nae chino. Oh, okay. And I'll tell you, Koga got from Tewa.
No, it's
we are fambola, guys.
We've got
our very own example here.
Oh, the journey has been rough.
The journey of guys. Tents, Marquis.
I've been called Teddy. I've been on the worst dress list for the longest time I can remember. And nobody understands, Ori.
Yeah.
You're still trying to find yourself.
Yeah.
I so wish. At that time, someone had come to me and said, okay, you know, I see where you're going, Mara. Hari luki, selam. Because the makeup, swearing. Yo. Sometimes I look at those pictures, my heart sinks. I'm like, but it's life.
It was important.
And you know what? Facebook will expose you.
Yeah.
Facebook, it's like a snap, 20.
This day, 9 years ago.
Yo, wena. It's 12 years ago.
Sure.
If I can skip, I keep keeping a lipstick.
I'm strong now. PPC cement.
And also, the foundation doesn't match the skin tone, my baby. It was that vibe. So, but the nicest thing is that the transition of moving from, I love what you touched on when you talk about church. I used to love church so much. And there was a time whereby I wanted church to cure me and to save me from being gay because it was such a sin. And I used to, yo, Niki Rata, Krekeki Rata, Grace Bible Church, Orange Farm, Ili Yimi Pantsina Pezulu. When I get some Alicadi. And there was this part of me whereby I saw that they will never accept me. And I stopped.
At church?
Like, I saw it happen in front of me, Guti. And it's like the more you grow, the more you cannot hide yourself. So, Nani, I want a new poster. Love is a hallelujah. Yeah. And then Melo cracking was said Melissa Tandazelo.
Brother Bush.
Brother Junior. Mina shocked the world when I called myself Bougie. They didn't know that it was me.
Sure. That's why ngithi kumnandi ukuzithekela impahla kakhewo.
Ukhakha ubona wena ka rock ko Greg unzo good.
Cha,
skete sense sire ko mora.
Pampi ake pampi. Kyapere uivi mara ke mo. Ake like I'm not aligning to this. And we are not to be out of everybody's face to actually get yourself good time, man. Mina ngulo muntu. And when you fund it, now you start now rehabilitating yourself here because even your own sister doesn't understand. Even your own mother doesn't understand. Even your own friend, even your high school teacher, you know? Do you know ukuthi uzoba nale conversation with yourself and with others how many times? So, it's still happening till today.
Like even really? Now you're still explaining yourself.
Hey, I'm not explaining. Right now, rainbow. I'm not shrinking for anyone because I can fund these ideas.
So, but what happens to a young person who's queer and they cannot fund themselves?
It's because, like I said, as I peleli kuma workshop, guys, umsebenzi wethu mningi. Samele labo mama bahlale phansi basitshela ukuthi yini lengake enzima ngokuxolela umfana wakho egeke kunalo wesigebengu endlini yakho.
Yeah.
What's so hard? What is so hard about that? So that they can also tell us, besides it being a taboo, you're actually embarrassed to be my mother. Shapa kidikal.
You know, when you this other woman, so mama began a crash orange farm, who once said to my mom, yo, mina ngampane ngafa ngaba nomntwana wegay mama mathi vele uzofa ngoba uzalanga.
And I said, come now, man.
Because now my mom is just like, how dare you say that about my son? Because it was more of, I was in Mona magazine and there was like, you know, a whole spread about me. And so my mom come to me and said,
You know, I've never had an issue growing up because I grew up being gay, even though I was not mature enough to voice that I am gay. But when I came out, I think I was in standard ki grade mang. Standard 7.
Umdala. No, Actel was so means.
I was in standard 7 and I had just come back from school. And I there was a relationship that was supposed to go on with me and this colored girl, Eskolweni. And for me, it was, she was so rough and so man, dlakadlangang. And I was like, but this is really, I cannot do this. So I get home and I say to my mom, Mama, listen, my girlfriend, you know, things are not going well. I don't think anything is going to happen between me and her. Purely because, and I just said it, purely because I think I'm gay. I didn't say I'm gay. I said, I think I'm gay. Do you know what my mom did? She took me, because we were sitting on her bed, she took me, she put her, my head by her chest and she cried. And she said, Susalang, unwanak. You will always be my son.
Beautiful.
And you know what? Because she said you'll always be my son, I grew up being a gay guy knowing that I'm a gay man who's loved by their mother.
You've got a home.
I've got a home. I know who to share my heartaches with. I know who to share my joys and happiness with, you know? So I think also it needs to start from home.
Yeah.
Hore. You know, once you sit down with your parents or your brothers, whoever you find yourself comfortable talking to, and whoever accepts you at that moment, use that as leverage on building who you are and for them to also fight the battle on your behalf, to let the family know that this is who I am, this is how I've been, and this is where I want to be. Please.
That is very important.
I'm one of the people, Katli, that never used this coming out policy. Like, I just felt like it's unnecessary to have the conversation. Therefore, I am choosing to to just survive without having a conversation with them. One day, I came with my girlfriend, and because now the dress code started changing. But those people have now since passed. And had I had the conversation, how was it going to play out? Because it's in as much as
were they strict?
They were graceful in everything they did. They were kind in everything they did. But I never had this conversation. And I was never made to feel like it was necessary for me to have this conversation. But I am wondering, had I had this conversation? And like, no chlorine.
Mm. Sure.
No chlorine. But I'm grateful that that particular person met my then partner, and then everything became beautiful because there was no form of hostility.
So no, pizza, no, didn't you say, oh, a baby? Oh, it won't be like
hey, Katle, wako arabe. Bujato na yana.
No, baby, yes, but at a later stage.
So I'm getting another check in. But no,
I'm sure she's
like, you know, Munam, like, I know with me, if I'm dating at that time, because when you're dating me, you're more likely to meet my family anyway, because we're very close. So, there's no way that in those things I'm looking to godly. At some point, I'm like, babe, I'm going to Savannah.
Don't you cringe?
No, I don't. You
know, well, not now, but back then. Remember, we're rewinding it.
12 years ago.
Yo.
It must have been difficult.
I've never really sat with a boyfriend and my mom in the same space. My mom has just met them in passing because specifically like, ah, I'm an avangan mom. Oh, ninjani, nishap, bye-bye. Oh, I love you, gone. So,
yeah.
So it was never really like a full sit-down and a full engagement, you know.
Yeah. But guys, it does become, hey, let me tell you. So, my dad, right? My late dad, may his soul rest in peace. So, now, Papa Maraliana, Nana, Budomiana, so I'm your son. Every time Linali society on a weekend, I'm cooking, you know? I'm cooking the salads, the chickens, and what. And you think I'm straight? Anyway, so one of his friends said to him, you know, your son cooks such nice food. You know, your son is, you know, he's cute. You know, your son's voice is always on a high pitch when he speaks to us. So my dad is like, can I tell you something, guys? Mo, akhona makoti. And that, I did not have to come out to my dad.
Oh.
He saw the whole I mean, I had already told my mom. So I think it was standard 9. The grades yet again, they're flying past me. Standard 9, when he said to his friends, bako society ngore, guys, mo, akhona makoti. And he said it confidently. Hore, mo, akhona makoti. You know?
Naksigla ka vakashela mutu. Kohab, and now remember we are showing Muguti. You are, you know, and skibele moto any Friday se land. Masland accept sugu as bon bandabatal. Osa no sing kona muampona. It's a little bit ma. I'm Amanda Lunga Lanchiva. I'm Xhosa from Bloemfontein, but my family is from Eastern Cape. Hi, saying I want a man, we are leaning now on the church more. Oh, you can't get a joint. Carava, Wabo. Nin is called you, Toki, you vest food. Sisters in a pair of Toki vest in a Nangama priest letter. Emil Palace, Ban Banny, like El Palia man.
Match to match.
I'm going to put you on a Tiganji Sunday. Azange umntana abantu athandazelwe kanje. Mina xa ukuthi ngiyadlala guys. Mina xa ukuthi ngiyadlala azange bambeke izandla kanje.
Yeah.
Then I knew it's important to have conversations.
It is.
Yeah. As hard
also,
as it is.
They also always expect so much from us. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because we're not accepted by the society back then, even still now. So then our parents would want us to go to school, get educated, so you can always do good for yourself. And I think that is why most of us right now are striving and thriving to be so successful within our careers.
Yeah.
Because we've been so diminished back in the days. We've been given names. And because you want to stand out.
But another thing, Kat, is that we are not the same. I mean, there's other gay guys who were not able to complete school because they were bullied badly. And they're just stuck in one position and they're trying to survive. And now they just fall under the trap. When you're gay, you need to be fabulous. When you're gay, you need to be, you know. And which is, I find that we always take away the human factor from the person to say, we cannot all be the same. We cannot all stay in what places we cannot, you know, but we can respect each other.
Mm. But that's why people now, heterosexuals are also giving us names. I mean, those that don't have work or gay twenty banana chalet. Gay at home, banana chalet. Have you heard those?
I've just observed throughout the media, like body PAs, the celebrities, the fashion designers. Indulaili normally a gay figure, you know. And I feel like, damn man, you guys are so much like lead hard worker, like lead hard worker, laba pusher, matuba. Like almost every celebrity PA ya hire a gay guy or best friend, and I feel like bapush. And even for those that never got opportunities, like Mankomo, so we are generally hard workers, and I don't know if that thing sparked from the fact that we had to prove ourselves so much, you know, because if we are in the room, chances are we are going to work twice as hard as everybody else.
But that is, I feel like it's so unfair, even though it pushes us to do better, because I remember the first thing that I did in order for me to have liberation, I just couldn't wait to move out of home. And I moved out of home way too early because I feel like I should have taken my time. Like, by the age of 19.
Same year.
You know?
Same year. I
feel like it's... And you must know, which is not like I was at varsity or anything. Already told you to score up on Yana. So, you know, because I didn't go, I didn't get like tertiary qualifications at that time. So I literally just left and I started my own life. And then YFM happened. And I learned a lot on the streets to a point where I got burnt so badly. Moving back home was so much silence. Like, I remember moving back home. I was like, yo, peace of mind and gaga. Because sometimes I don't think parents understand that when you push your child out of the house without preparing them or by making them feel uncomfortable because of their sexuality, you're actually throwing them to the dogs.
Yeah. And that's why we've been going back home once, twice, thrice, you know, because you are not ready for that bigger of a challenge. And sometimes you find yourself just making hasty decisions because you also want your own freedom. You also want to just live the life. You want to have the easy accessible of having partners going in and out without having anyone to question why.
And yet when you're heterosexual, you can have whoever. You know, kajola no chira how we best party fitly dule. No one's gonna question that. When I can liena mutuao. Let's have fat and said, like, that cannot happen at your mother's house.
No.
though it does happen, I just feel like it's not something they hold up high. Like, it's something that, you know, every day, you know.
And the footing is in the cunning and a mali, love. Go na no bantse ba busy mo ke le lesbian ba bona ba fetsa borotho.
Thank goodness my mom was not like that.
So the safe space, because hey, I don't know.
Do you have gay shelters? I would like to
do we?
Go to one.
I saw a post recently of the first gay shelter. I think it was launched in Cape Town. Please correct me, guys, if I'm wrong. I saw the post last week, I think, you know, and I didn't read much on it, but I was so happy that this is happening. And like this thing, for you loving who you are and your family feeling like, no, man. You are not pushing us the right direction. We want this for you. When you're like, but I want to be happy. Can I just leave? You know. And some of them when balelekwa, baya kai. Why ke khutlela man?
That's why kunama like, you know, queer people, this movie is about property 24. Wherever I lay my head, that's my home. Like, literally, wherever they date, they move in. Like, and then you umang and look at, can't thou harm me? And because now, honestly, they don't have elsewhere to go. And others, end up being exposed to certain abuse because you have nowhere to go, you have no one to support you, no one to guide you even. And you end up literally trading yourself sexually in order to find accommodation.
To survive.
And to survive even.
I think, Shem, for those that are in those situations, guys, it's a painful place to be in, but I'm just giving advice that it's good to inform your partners when you're going through this so that we don't people don't think you're scamming them, you know, because there's this new word now I've been reading called homosexual. But I get a homosexual. You know, it's not nice. But it's nice to have a conversation with whoever you're in a relationship with to say, yeah, you know, and like to lie and say, yo,
I think I've tried it with someone and it sort of didn't work for me because, do you know when, like, just in general, I think that's how we're raised. I'm not saying that now you need to be a maid or something. Umuntu ahlala the whole day at your house. I'm not sure if you experienced this, guys. I'm not trying to offend anyone. This person's at your house, you go to work. You come back from work, the house, nothing is done. Didn't clean, they didn't do anything, they just made dishes, they've been changing channels all the time. And you get there, even Mongena can asayo keza.
Is this your friend's or from a lover's perspective?
From a lover's perspective, when I tried though, and then I was just like, you know what, now it's not like I want you to be a maid. Mara, I believe in not being a burden. Be a light burden. Like, you must be pleasant to have around. Because sometimes you get people that you really want to have them in your space, but the way they behave, they make it so uncomfortable for you. And then you end up saying, Hasin, I think I'm better off alone because now I come back from work. Utenge utshwala wasidlalela wasiphuzela
ufa pocket money
bo buji ba phetha
yo na ke dlale kebe yo pocket money next ukamuntu yakha mos khona le bizo khona le drinks
ntsiba new love
na drink whatever you find in
the house na don't believe uthi manje when you go so now minute engisacela imali yesing sacela so you just want to make sure that someone is comfortable. You understand, like, ukuthi Don't bother me, like, you know, do your thing. But now you'll find someone who wake up in the morning, sit all day, don't do nothing. They're not even like try to say, let me look for a job or let me try and, because sometimes you even, I'm the type of person, I'll even say, listen, I know certain FET colleges where you can go and do justice for yourself, you know.
I'm about to build.
Build it. I always feel like if you leave my life, you need to come out in a certain way. You know, and so far that has made me feel like, it's like umuntu uyamfosta ukuthi abe ngenye indlela, you understand? And sometimes you don't want to end up controlling and you don't want to end up being abusive.
Mina, I think I can't share too much with friends. Like, when it comes to like somebody overstaying their welcome as a friend, in partners, I've never had such. But utholu kuti nipuma ku eventi, begu icho be crowd after party, gupi gupi, and then now everybody is at your house. But now, yo, Joe, yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh no, sweetie, that used to happen at his house
as well. You know?
But like, if it's a cross love. Do you know, you only realize, Guti, if it like a tosa dom. Because when you stay alone, you don't really stress about food. I mean, you are alone, you buy whatever when you want to buy. Hola limo, or, hi man, I think I had a pack of popcorn. There you go, there. What's actually a popcorn?
Mina mengibhoreka ngithi ngiphuma la ngiphuma khona, obviously abantu abashiya endlini mabuya. Guys, there's hair all over, you know, there's makeup all over. Like, at least keep the space clean. At least try, okay, the bathroom, the toilet, tissue, like, it's the small things, like, come on. Like, really, you are here and you are not really my friend because maybe you are flying through for e pride and then next thing, like, young sinned.
Yeah, okay. So I think with the whole thing today, I'm just enjoying this conversation so much. Right? it's we still have a lot of work to do in terms of helping each other strive. Mm. And Libo homosexual, I would like to advise them to learn to be less of a burden. One is good, we are zama, and others to a point whereby I don't, I mean, I'm a moods on top of that. I'm not a moody person, guys. Like, I'm really, really chilled. If I'm quiet, I'm quiet. I don't go through mood swings. So you're staying with someone that will literally drain you. It's kind of no moon to snip up in face. I don't know how you guys have done it. And I'm yet to experience it. But I think that usually when somebody is, I'm very easy. I'm very caring and nurturing. And it brings me up to a conversation, Oguti. When do we know it's time for us to let go, you know, to really cut ties?
When you've typed a CV for your partner and said to them, there's a position, go a retail store, go to the mall and hand in your CV, and they don't do it. That's for me, is the time to cut the ties.
I stay at home happy.
I can't stay at home happy because you're not going to.
Right now it's tough, guys.
I stay at home happy now. I'm trying to build you because at the end of the day, it's going to get to. I'm a very nice person and you know that. But it's going to get to a point where I really do lose it. And ngizokudelela because you're not contributing anything to the household. I mean, ki bonto, ki grocery, ki di koloi, ki di petrol, ki di aparo. Kwena, ki tsonsi kwa pese, ki entertainment. I must still make sure that lwena wanwa. When you go out with your friends, I must still give you money to go out with your friends. And then there's it gets to a point where you reach the brim and you really try your best to build your partner. Hence, I said, I've typed out CVs for plenty of people. But did they use it to their advantage? No. Because he doesn't want to go and work at a retail store. He wants that corner office where the chair is turning. Sweetie,
ukra kai qualifications
if in grade 12. Grade 12 or expect to tola an office job. If you are lucky, you will, you know. But then do something. Don't also wait for me to be the one who pushes you and builds you.
Now I've been on the receiving end of this. I've had partners that were more of, okay, let me advise you on this. I think you're unhappy at work. How about you do this, you know? And it's nice to see that they shouldn't be shoving everything down their throat. You guys should be careful of that because most sevens are, you want to shove everything down someone's throat and you think you've got the upper hand. You think your voice is supposed to be louder than the other person. But you should actually understand that even that person being there, na agatand, balap, agatand.
No, some are very comfortable.
You know, Agatan. So I've been lucky, if I can say so. Guti, tolu muntok advice, utai man. Think you should go for counseling. You know, ukwatile, or I think this thing is bugging you. You know,
even if. But I've always suggested those things. Nobody listens to me.
Because, Bujin, if it starts feeling obligated, then you should know that there's a problem.
There's a problem.
Why it starts feel like an obligation?
I think. Maybe I should just learn to write letters and stop talking
to your partner.
Maybe no, I was suggesting that. Because sometimes you assume that everybody thinks like you, you know, and which is the worst thing ever.
Do we also give them the leverage of just being...
Tell them a breadwinner seal it now.
That's why I'm asking, do we give them the leverage of them as jazz be? Because... we are booya. We are told a couchini the whole day. We're not saying anything to them at that time.
Yeah.
And you're just bottling everything up. So he doesn't see a
even
problem.
That, even for the other person, Magatlina every day also try to feel good. What's my value in this house? I'm worthless. So let's look at it from both sides, guys. Because what if that day I didn't feel like cooking?
That's another thing, because there are days of private, you don't want to cook.
Now,
food, even when you stay alone, just like, there's a lot of understanding that we need to do.
Position of both being employed and unemployed, you know, and being unemployed both with your partner. And I know the dynamics of that, that it's not every day that you are going to be a partner. There will be days where it's even hard for you to get out of bed. Mara,
but it's only natural. Like, I think that will be very uncouth for you to expect someone to always do that every day when Mangena in saying how much they're in the 1950s, like, you know, it's I think that's very uncouth. I'm just saying those people it just becomes a habit. Which I phone when's the next. Like I got phone. But if you know, I'm not picking figure long paper, you don't even cook at your house. Or you don't even make up your own bed. You're just like, I'm fine like this. But I think it goes back to what we're saying, you know, especially since it's Pride Month and also being Youth Month, that we need to start really taking care of one another and really start embracing each other differently. And we're all gonna learn through communication.
That's it.
And learn to be honest, guys. Learn to be honest. That's the word out there. Learn to be honest.
The bullshit.
So you guys have been an amazing team all the time. Amanda and Kathy. What will I do without you? What will I do without my baby?
The Zotandawiwa. They forget our names.
Guys, next time, please leave me out of it. It's Amanda, it's Kathy. Please,
nice things to say about us, by the way.
Yeah, because they're always against me. I don't know why. It's
should we look forward to... And like, I've got a question, guys. When is Pride Month in Africa? Is it June or October?
It's usually October. I think October. For us, Joburg Gay Pride.
Let's debate this on the comments.
On the comments, yeah. Because we were talking about having, you know, an event and would like you guys to come through and come and join us. So tell us what you'd like to see happen, you know, and...
Ditla boy.
Like, yeah. Preferably if we can do it next week. Definitely coming to you guys, all entertainers, all young entertainers, all business. We're doing a queer business expo as well coming through. So please stay tuned to the Queer Way of Life, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from David
Mashabela Studios.
Thank you very much. All you have to do to come here is to send an email at podcast@mashabela.co.za and you can just be fabulous. The Queer Way of Life, Bougie, Gatli, and Amanda, we're out.
We're out.
This is the Queer Way of Life podcast with Bougie.